Hello and welcome to yet another Tarquin McPherson audio blog. Well, I pick up the stage with some trepidation this morning and discover that my erstwhile student, indeed friend, James Corden is appearing live in the West End. Oh, how to appear any other way in the West End? That would not be entertaining at all, even for Mr. Corden. But his show is in fact a hit, according to all the critics and pundits and box office receipts, and I am not in the least bit jealous of him, though it would have been nice to have received a ticket to the previews, or indeed a card saying thank you for all the training, Tarquin. I really appreciated it, and I wouldn't be where I am today had I not met you. Obviously these things have gone over his head now with his fancy new la-di-da friends, and I couldn't be more delighted for him. Our friendship was, in fact, one of those where we were bosom buddies for some time, though I do emphasise that our bosoms never made contact, neither have I ever seen his ample chest man-boob. Our friendship started to deteriorate when he went to Marmaduke Plasto, the famous Shakespearean actor who lives two doors up. Marmaduke is one of those actors who differs from my style of acting in that he is, to use a showbiz term, not very good. Whilst appearing in various plays, he has managed to reduce his entire repertoire. The man has actively engaged in reducing his entire repertoire, as opposed to most actors who go through their career expanding their repertoire and the range of characterizations they are able to portray. He is able to portray nothing more than an IKEA cabinet. Of course, I wish James all the best with his show. I did try and ring him yet again to wish him all the best, but apparently he's changed his number. It was 3:15 in the morning, so perhaps his phone was turned off, and indeed, I had been drinking rather a lot. I went to his house and was surprised to discover that it is now owned by a Belgian chocolate cake maker, and nothing to do with Mr. Corden at all, though I did at one point go for his nose to make sure it was not a latex mask. As it turned out, it wasn't, as I latterly explained to the police officer attending. I can only wish, through my blog then, that James has a successful run in his show. Apparently he is very, very good indeed, and well worth the £20 ticket that it costs to actually sit in the stalls and be covered in microscopic pieces of his spittle. Oh, for the days that we would laugh, sometimes together, at each other's acting. Yes, that was the days. Of course, it all depends on how he actually got the part. I tend to rely on the tried and tested method of going for an audition and hearing sometime later that Richard Briers has got it. I don't know if there was an audition involved in James's case. I think increasingly in acting, it's not who you know, but it's what you know about them and who you're prepared to tell. Of course, being a professional actor, I would never stoop to such levels. How on earth he got onto the West End, I'm not entirely sure, but I am delighted, and I can only hope that the gantry, of which I was once in charge at some point in the dim and distant past between acting jobs, does not have a faulty spotlight that has not been checked properly, descending onto the stage, flattening all those in its way. Such a disaster could put a real crimp in his show, and should it land on him, a real crimp actually in him. In closing, while Mr. Corden is enjoying a West End success, and of course the high notoriety that brings, I myself am appearing in a play that I've written for myself, entitled I, Butterscotch, the Small Bear. It's a touching, heartwarming story of a bear called Butterscotch, who works his way through the comprehensive schooling system, and finally understands emotions, love, and trigonometry. So far, the box office receipts have been poor, but I believe that it is, in fact, a searing comment on the educational system which offers more truth than the audience are really able to handle. Also, the fact that we've never been invited back to any of the places that we performed it show that truth is, in fact, pain.